Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Ebro and Lauren Rosenberg, mostly Ebro and Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Hey, gearing up, man. It's only Wednesday. It's been a long week. I think yesterday and the day before was so chaotic with the bridge collapse and the Diddy house raids and made the day seem long.
Yeah. Really did.
Today we're looking at some rain, y'all. It's supposed to happen in the evening, late though, like 8 o'clock. Clouds most of the day, but high 54. Thursday, we're looking at rain like all day. And then this weekend, we're looking at sunshine with highs around 60. Ooh-wee.
That's something.
Something to celebrate.
It's Easter too, right?
Yeah, big Easter weekend for everybody. Trying to, y'all be doing big Easter stuff?
Nah, not me. My family probably still. But I've been separate from that for so long.
Rosenberg, y'all not really rocking with Jesus like that, so y'all don't really do the Easter.
I don't frame it that way, but we are not of that religion, so no, it's just Sunday.
It's just a Sunday. I haven't done Easter since I was little.
Yeah.
I would, you know, where you hit Sears and get a suit.
JCPenney, I mean.
Yeah.
And then you go to church and you take the pictures and a little food.
Yo, and the suit was always like a weird tan.
Yeah.
Some pastel colors.
Right.
I'll tell you what's going to be on fire, though, for Easter. Them same socks Jermaine Dupri was wearing at the Super Bowl.
The little ruffles around the ankle. You know it.
Man, that's a great point. Not the Louis
joints. Those going to be on fire.
Ones.
Not the Louis joints, the ones they get at the dollar store.
Facts, with the patent leather white shoes for the girls.
Or the patent leather black.
Or black.
Or black. Like,
that's right.
Them blacks ring off. I don't know what them shoes was called, though.
Mm-hmm. Easter shoes.
Easter.
I guarantee you one thing, though. It definitely choked the bottom of your foot, though.
What?
Rang, you know, squeezed your ankle bone.
Oh, that's, man. Listen, and if you want to know, if you like, you know, like where Selassie is right now, she clearly she's too new to be having any shoes on, but when she got them yams.
She got the
yams. So she gonna have the fat rolls all doubled over the shoe. Around 1-2 years old. Thick thighs. Listen, it's time to get into a little something. This here is Laura Never Loses. So do we know what's going on with Diddy? Any updates? Nobody knows.
Nah.
Just Rosenberg, you know anything?
Yesterday there was nothing in terms of where he was. I saw nothing. I looked.
Mm. And the police haven't released any press release of what they were looking for. None of that, right?
So we got photos though of them of the house slightly ransacked.
Mm.
That's all up on the blogs.
So maybe they didn't find what they was looking for.
Yo, we got Kwanzaa and Sue on the line. Kwanzaa, Sue.
Good morning.
Is it Sue?
Sue.
Yep.
Hey, Sue, where are you calling us from?
Tom's River.
Tom's River. Shout out to Tom's River. Who is Tom of the Tom's River? Do you know,
great,
Sue?
Great point.
Someone who owned a lot of property or something. I don't know.
Guys, not the same guy from MySpace.
No.
Oh, you thought it was Tom from MySpace.
I just asked. You know, that was the last time I knew that was really popping out here. Oh, we got Kwanzaa on the line.
Fellas, how we doing?
How about Igani? What's going on, sir?
Nothing much, man. On the way to work.
There it is. There it is. Where do you work?
Department of Education.
DOE. How y'all doing over there? What's these cuts looking like? What are these cuts?
Hey, man, these cuts are looking crazy. Actually, I work for the school facility side where we maintain the buildings and everything. Yo, they got us out here crazy, bro. They got us out here crazy.
So it's official. They're taking money out the Department of Education.
Oh, man, forget it. Budget cuts all over the place.
Man. Damn. And so these surpluses we heard about the city having extra, that didn't mean anything.
I mean, we're not seeing it. I don't know where it's going.
Well, I thought it was going to save some of the cuts. I thought that was what the talk was, that the cuts would not happen because they found a surplus and because things were looking better.
Well, I mean, realistically, the cuts happened from last year, and they're going to happen again this year going into the next fiscal year. So.
And so your ability to, what exactly, like in your world, as somebody who works in the facilities, what exactly is going to get taken away from you?
Just the ability to fix more stuff. So basically, things break every day. We need money to fix them. And if the money's not there, we got to go searching for money, you know. And if it doesn't get fixed, it just doesn't get fixed.
Sound like NYCHA over there.
I'm telling you.
Can't even get an elevator to work in this bitch. Can't get a light bulb. It's crazy. So, Sue, who you want to represent you, me or Rosenberg in the game that lives up to its name?
I'll pick you.
Okay, all right. I don't want to twist your arm or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Sound too excited about it. 60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shawnee's got the question.
Question.
Let's play Lord Never Losing.
Never do this.
Right here we go.
Which rapper said she's done?
Peter Brown.
Oh.
Peter?
Which rapper says she's done?
Three. Two.
I'm going to go Cardi B.
Correct. Done dissing female rappers.
There you go.
Who was the first woman pilot?
Ebro. Amelia Earhart.
To fly across the Atlantic. That's facts. Which two rappers were seen performing?
Ebro. Two rappers seen performing.
Three.
Two. J. Cole and Drake or Future and Travis?
One.
Future and Travis Scott.
Incorrect. Yeah. Seen performing and reading off a teleprompter.
Oh.
I don't know, but I'll go with
three.
Drake and J. Cole, because I just don't know who else.
Incorrect. Drake and Lil Wayne.
Oh.
Where is the Great Barrier Reef located, Ebro?
The Great Barrier Reef's Australia.
That's a fact. How many bones are in the human body? Ebro.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I have no idea, but I'm going to go with
three.
60.
Incorrect. Rosenberg.
118.
Incorrect. That would be 206.
Oh, we was all over. Yo, it was nasty, bro.
But Ebro wins.
Hey, now, Sue, you did something good. Out in Toms River.
Yay. Good job.
Sue, rocking. Yes. Is Sue short for Susan?
Yes.
All right, Sue. We love it. We love it. Sue, have you ever...
Rosenberg even playing?
Yeah, no, he was in there. He was in there.
Hey,
I
lost 2-1, man. I was right there.
He was in there. Don't do him like that, Kwanzaa.
Damn.
Kuji. Going out here with some Kuji Chagalia and some Nia. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And some Imani for the people. You know what I mean? Kwanzaa, will talk to you, man. Hold your head over there at DOE, and thank you for your work you're doing. Sue, we got some Bryson Tiller tickets. Yes, sir. Bryson Tiller at MSG for you. Hang on. We got to get your info. And on the way, we are – it's like, where's Waldo? Where's Diddy?
The people want to know. The Diddy watch begins.
Also, more headlines on Diddy. We have a sale of some assets. We have a mule, a quote mule, arrested on drug charges. So there's some Diddy updates we got to dig into. Y'all keep it locked, man. See bro, Laura Rosenberg.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
YG Marley. Grandson of the great Bob. Nesta Marley. Praise Jah in the moon. Ebro, it's Rosenberg, it's Laura, it's Shawnee, it's the family, Cass One's here, King Lou, Rasan, Griff, and some other people we just met a couple of days ago that now show up every day. Let's get into flashing lights. Well, Diddy's alleged mule arrested on drug charges. Did you guys see this headline?
So I did. Yeah. I did not follow what happened here. So who is this guy?
Diddy's alleged mule, described in a recent lawsuit, was arrested Monday while Diddy and his crew were stopped by federal law enforcement agents. According to the affidavit obtained by TMZ, 25-year-old Brendan Paul, who was booked on two separate drug charges after the feds intercepted Diddy's plane at the Opa-locka Airport in Miami, namely one count of possession of suspected cocaine and another possession of suspected marijuana candy, both of which are felonies in Florida. In the paperwork, officers claim that while they were working in conjunction with Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection personnel, they came across what they describe as the suspected drugs in Paul's travel bags, which they say he claimed. The cops go on to say that the suspected narcotics were tested and found to be legit, leading to Paul's arrest. So, Paul was also named in Rodney Jones' explosive complaint against Diddy, which identified him as a close confidant of Diddy, and more importantly, someone who allegedly handles Diddy's drugs and guns. Mm. There are photos of Paul and Diddy included in Rodney's lawsuit. There's no evidence thus far that the drugs allegedly found on Paul were in any way connected to Diddy. But clearly this all went down the other day when they were at the airport.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they said as his both homes were being raided, this guy was being picked up at the same exact time. So they orchestrated this very well.
Well, it also sounds like if it was at the Opa-locka Airport, it definitely sounds like as they were stopping Diddy and trying to apprehend him or whatever's about to happen, they came across this guy and he had drugs in the bags, but they also figured out that he's the guy in the same lawsuit. From the Rodney Jones guy. Now, in other Diddy news, Diddy's no longer associated with Revolt TV in any form or fashion.
At all.
Yep. It's completely under new ownership. He sold off all his shares. However, the buyer and the sum that it was bought for are remaining undisclosed. But everyone's being told that the company remains black-owned, upholding its original connection and dedication to furthering the culture.
That is very much a move you make, though, if you were considering going on the run, no?
Or if you need money, just like Donald Trump became a billionaire in 2 days.
Did he?
You guys ain't watching that?
Nah, that just happened recently.
Donald Trump's Truth Social, part of it was bought and taken public, which instantly made Donald Trump like a billionaire and put him up on the Forbes 100 list within 48 hours.
Wow.
So he could then pay $450 million.
So now he could pay all these debts. He could sell his stock. He could do whatever he's trying to do to pay off these debts. Mm. Rich people got connects, B.
That's a fact. And make the most happen.
But he also had that Truth Social thing he started a few years ago that, you know, he's been tweeting from. And then people take it and post it on Twitter. I don't know how many subscribers Truth Social actually has. But, you know, it was enough for this, whomever these this money source for Trump was to buy some of it and take the whole thing public as a media company. Mm. And that's your Flashing Lights report.
Ooh.
Time is 7:01. The date is March 27. It happens to be a Wednesday. The high today is going on up to 50-something. It's 42 right now. Rain tonight around 8 o'clock. High 54. Coming up, ride or die. We got congratulations. You played yourself. You guys should start hitting us too, man. We're getting into Whitish Wednesday today, gearing up for Freedom Friday at the end of the week. We got Beat the Buzzer coming around 7:45. Oh, you want to get paid? You want to get some summer jams? It's going zing. Good morning.
WQHT. HD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the Morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, man, I got a message, man. Oh, yeah. I got a message. I seen the Hot 97 Instagram post pieces of our conversation yesterday where we was talking about which Bad Boy Records is up out of here. And everybody's like, oh, you just, that was your boy. Diddy was your boy. Damn. That was your boy. Mm. Listen, bro, we work in an industry where we're cool with a lot of people. I'm sure when y'all go to your jobs, you're cool with a lot of people. Is that your boy? If something crazy happens in their personal life?
Especially if you have to talk about that person publicly because it's a huge story. What are you going to say?
And by the way, I don't have ill will towards Diddy. You done did some wild ish, my man. And they on your heels. What you want me to do? Be sad? I'm not happy about it.
Right.
But I'm also going to turn it into a conversation with me and my friends. And so for all of y'all in the comments acting like we're supposed to, I don't know, not have this conversation, not be honest about the fact that there's documented evidence. There's a 10... I don't know, some exorbitant amount of cash was paid out to Cassie to make sure that this did not become, her stuff didn't become public. But clearly the feds took it upon themselves to dig a little deeper. Bro, I'm not in that relationship like that. I don't know what people do in their bedrooms and what kind of behaviors they love to partake in. I'm not in that. So I'm not going to be up here clutching my pearls, acting all flabbergasted because you done got yourself caught up in some federal ish. And a big payout. I didn't have nothing to do with that. And if you're at home, in your house, in your private life, thoroughly upset about things Diddy decided to do with his own grown-ass time, and his own grown-ass bank account, I got a button for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I don't play.
Oh, wait, but clarify what you mean there, because you don't mean that people shouldn't be upset about it. You mean upset
no,
that...
No, but you shouldn't be, like, you know, beside yourself about it. You shouldn't, I don't think you should, you know, stop in your tracks and cry tears. You know what I'm saying? It's not like somebody, you know, shot Diddy or killed Diddy.
No, but you're skipping some words because you're saying they shouldn't feel that way for Diddy.
No, you can feel sad for Diddy that he's that this is the end of how his story's ending.
No, sad. But I mean, you could also feel all out sad because of the things that he's accused of doing.
Yes, and you can feel bad for the victims, for sure.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. that could make you very sad.
This is terrible. It's terrible. Right. But it's not stopping my day. Diddy decided to do these things. And Diddy ain't paying none of your bills.
Listen, I feel I was having a conversation yesterday Obviously, you know, when you're in this business, people come up and say, what do you think about, you know, blank? So yesterday I went to the Ranger game and someone hit me with a, what do you think about the Diddy thing? And I said, hey, I think it sounds really bad. So I'm going to be honest, I think it sounds really bad. And when we saw the Cassie suit, we said, this looks really bad. I said, full disclosure, if I'm being honest with you, even though I had heard things over the last few years that made me speculate there could be bad stuff, I said, I'm not going to lie to you. Diddy's never been anything but great to me.
Been super nice.
He did my little interview show when I was just getting started. Diddy always had a keen ear to the underground and really enjoyed my taste and always made me feel great. And I'm like, and wow.
And by the way,
that's cool.
Made great records.
And then helped make great music. Records.
All that's great. Right? I interviewed Diddy and helped him launch the Love album. Just helped him.
But what are you supposed to do when you see allegations like this?
Well, no. But but that's us working together. We work in the same industry. It would be if I worked at UPS and I saw somebody every day and they was nothing but nice to me. Come to find out, they was doing some wild ish in their private life. I'm going to be like, yo, that's crazy, bro.
Right. And when you see the other UPS workers and y'all are all at the station, you pull up and y'all go, can you believe that? Because we just work together. We don't know these things.
Yo, Juanito's a bad guy, man. Because you said Diddy enjoyed your taste. Hey, yo.
My Lord.
You want me to say no Diddy, don't you? You want me to say, hit the button. Come on, John. It's too soon.
Congratulations.
Too soon.
You played yourself.
Everybody's on it. Yeah, everybody's on it, man. Everybody's on it. In the system, Shiny Culture, do you have the audio of the Baltimore City Mayor yesterday at the press conference? I believe I could be. You can hit me with the button because I could be getting this wrong. I thought I saw that got put in the system, but I could be completely wrong.
No, we don't have that.
At any rate, this young man, he's the mayor of Baltimore, seemingly great guy. I've never met him, but people seem to love him. Mm-hmm. He's at the podium yesterday talking about the travesty of the Baltimore, of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse and, you know, all the particulars. And one of the, you know, people in the press there decided to ask him, so how long before the bridge is going to be rebuilt?
Right. I saw that, too.
And he was like, right now the priority is actually finding the bodies that are in the water.
Yeah. I have audio on my phone if you want.
Oh, here we go. Oh.
He goes... 1 second, sorry.
Hit yourself with the button, Johnny. Yeah, you got
come on, something. This is terrible.
How long is it going to take to rebuild this, man?
I think right now, sir, listen, we shouldn't even be having that discussion right now. The discussion right now should be about the people, the souls, the lives that we're trying to save. There will be a time to discuss about a bridge and how we get a bridge back up. But right now, there are people in the water that we have to get out. And that's the only thing we should be talking about.
How long is it going to take to rebuild?
Yeah, it's a good response.
It's a very mayoral response, but that's going to... So first, hit the guy that asked the question with the button. The guy with the
congratulations, press. Like, you played yourself.
How would we even be on that type of time? Part two, what mayor of what city knows structurally how fast a bridge is going to get rebuilt?
That mayor's mad young, bro. That mayor's like 35.
Brandon Scott.
He's never been around the building of a gigantic, decades-old bridge before.
What mayor has?
I don't know. But, like, you know, how is he going to know? He hasn't even talked to people yet. And listen, I get why you're asking the question. It is a major bridge there, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that it affects the city day to day.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, great answer by Mayor Scott to think about me and these poor dudes who were up there doing construction, man. They were doing construction on the bridge and fell straight in the water.
Now, I would like to, I think something that's kind of been skipped over, and yes, there's clearly been a loss of life here. With regard to the bridge in Baltimore. But yesterday it was talked about throughout the day how there was a mayday sent out because this shipping vessel lost power multiple times. And so they had sent a mayday. And so kudos should be given to the operators and the Department of Transportation, whoever's responsible for that bridge, because they were able to stop traffic to keep a majority of people from even being on the bridge because a mayday was sent out.
So how'd they do it? So
the shipping vessel kept losing power and was having problems. Sent out a mayday like, hey, we're headed towards this bridge. This is a problem.
And they can't do anything to turn the vessel around.
Well, it lost power, so I think they couldn't get the engines. I don't know what the particulars are with the vessel to turn it, to stop it, to whatever. It's headed forward, and they were able to stop traffic. So this could have been dramatically worse.
Oh, if the bridge had just been full. Yo, in the video, have you seen the video, the last car that gets over before it happens?
Yes.
Had no idea. Just driving along and it makes it over. You didn't even know you were the last car that was going to make it over that bridge. By the way, do you guys see the height of this bridge, of this boat?
No, it looked pretty big. I don't know the height, though.
My cousin, who's a big tweeter, tweeted a picture of a building in Cleveland and said, this is the whatever building in Cleveland. It's the tallest building in Cleveland. It's 947 feet tall.
It's a big-ass boat.
That boat was 948 feet tall.
It's a big-ass boat.
What was it even bringing?
Shipping containers.
With what inside?
There's a lot of those out here. It could be cars. Could be, you know, it could be all types of things. You ever been over here to Bayonne?
No, I've heard you talk about it.
You can go right over there. They got tons of those boats over there.
This one was supposedly going all the way to Europe, too, right?
I don't know where it was headed, but that's the direction it looked like it was going. That's a major port in the United States, that Baltimore port.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's a big part of what Baltimore is, man. That was a crazy story. Speaking of which, Joey B, Joe Biden, spoke on it and talked about how he had regularly commuted across that bridge from Delaware on both in the car and on a train. Which, of course, is fascinating because that means Joe is traveling on the only train that doesn't require train tracks. Because there are no train tracks on that bridge.
Oh, so hit Joey B with the button.
You know. It's confusing up there sometimes.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, when you Sleepy Joe, you get confused a lot.
By the way, man, come on. You know how many times Joe done gone from Delaware to Baltimore? I mean, it's been a long run.
LLJ,
you know?
Cool J.
Listen, it doesn't protect him from getting this button, though.
No. Well, that's why I brought it up. Now, also, Joe gave out a button this week, too. Donald Trump was very excited this week because he won the golf tournament at his own golf club.
Oh, yes.
And he went on Truth Social, Donald, and he said, it is my great honor to be at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach tonight, awards night, to receive the club championship trophy and the senior club championship trophy.
Wait, you won both?
He wrote, I won both in caps, hey. Ebro. In caps, he said, I won both. A large golfing and talented membership, a great and difficult course made the play very exciting. The qualifying and match play was amazing. A large and distinguished group will be there tonight. Very excited. Thank you. Yo, Joe Biden, or at least his Twitter account, screenshotted that from Truth Social, posted it on Twitter, and then Joe Biden wrote, congratulations, Donald. Quite the accomplishment.
Wow.
Hit Donald Trump with the button, yo.
Congratulations. Well, you played yourself.
Well, and also hit Joey B or whoever runs his social with the button for reposting that, because that's why Trump now is a billionaire real quick, because that Truth Social numbers done ran up. Somebody bought it, and now it's public because people constantly take Donald Trump's thing because he's so popping and post it everywhere else.
Who else
do you know that is on Truth Social?
I don't know one person who's on Truth Social. Donald Trump.
And now he's got the bread to pay off all his debts. Yeah, and use it for his campaign if he wants. Wow.
Let's be honest, Ebro, even if it hadn't gotten publicized, wasn't Donald going to figure out a way to fake the numbers anyway and make that be worth $1 billion? Come on. You know that was going to be worth money no matter how you cut it. Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah.
But I like this energy from Joe.
His social media energy.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
His people.
I just like the energy he's had since the State of the Union. I firmly believe now the energy he should be on through this election. Don't worry about the fumbling and bumbling. It's going to happen. Just stay aggressive. Just be Just be smoking Joe. Just come at him with whatever you got left. Whatever Celsius drink, Monster Energy, they had him on before the State of the Union. Joe needs to keep that energy whenever he talks about Trump. Because that's all you can do with bullies. All you can do with a bully is bully him back. That there's playing it light to Donald Trump.
Not gonna
work.
Isn't
gonna work. Just keep talking ish, Joe.
Keep Cast one, 97 minutes commercial free. Curbs is gonna happen next. And if you want to get at beating the buzzer and getting some cash, your opportunity to do so will happen when DJ John steps in the room at 7:45. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Crazy T-Bro, time. It's Laura, it's Rosenberg. Which crazy time are we speaking about? There's so many crazy times.
It's just a crazy time, man. It's just a crazy time. And one of the things that's going to be crazy as time goes on is, you know, everyone's into free speech.
Okay.
And nobody wants big media conglomerates. Nobody wants, you know, everyone down with Time Warner, down with Disney. Nobody wants to hear from the hired media. We want to hear it straight from the source's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to end up having as the years go on is the biggest voices in quote-unquote media just being people who have a platform where they ramble endlessly with no information, no history in which they educated themselves and should be in front of a microphone. They're just people who go.
But they're speaking their truth.
Right. Now, what does the diagram look like?
The Venn diagram. Are we back to the Venn diagram?
No. Is this a Venn
diagram?
Here
we go now. I really, listen, man. If we had the money, you know what? We do have the money. Let me say this a different way. If I trusted to hire someone to bring into our cipher to actually do graphics, so at any time we brought up Venn diagram, we could actually have the Venn diagram graphic to share. So we'd be hitting home runs out here.
So the Venn diagram today that I'd like to see is their truth versus the truth. Where does that line up?
Does that align with Truth Social at all?
Yeah.
Like, for example, to go back to a famous one where we debated how much truth there was. Like with Cat Williams, he got up there and he gave his truth.
That's right.
Okay.
Where on the Venn diagram, where did his truth and the truth cross over? Probably in a few spots.
No. There was definitely some crossover there.
There was
the biggest crossover was him calling out that 2024 would basically be the year of reckoning. He called out Diddy. Facts. He said that's going to get told. There was a couple other things in there he spoke on. There was a couple of things of just the reckoning of truth. He spoke about the truth.
Right.
And how we live in a time where people want the truth.
Yeah, they don't want people who are what they consider puppets speaking based off what the system wants. They want feelings and emotions. It's the people's court.
Right. Yeah. Well, the Diddy thing's a great one to point out, Ebro, because like I told you, Candace Owens, for example, she's big talking about the Diddy thing.
Candy!
And when she talks about the Diddy thing, she will hit some truth. Like there is some truth in there. But then she starts, you know, meandering into her... You know, the Hollywood cabal and all of the crap.
Well,
she's in her truth.
If you listen to the live after the live program show yesterday, we delved into this because, you know, I firmly believe this. no matter what religious walk of life, no matter what fraternal organization, no matter what corporate hierarchy, no matter what industry you're in, we could go throughout history and identify individuals whose endless journey and pursuit of power and influence leads them down a path, a sick, toxic path of abusing other human beings. Pick a thing. Pick a thing. So, yes, does the entertainment industry have it? For sure. Does the Catholic Church have it? For sure. Does the Christian churches have it? For sure. Do corporate America have it? For sure. Like, we see it in all walks of life. So what often really interests me is watching how people are hyper-consumed with this toxicity that takes place in an industry like the music industry or Hollywood or any entertainment industry, as if that human experience would be different than the human experience that we hear about when priests or, you know, churchgoers go through it, or when we hear about a politician doing some sort of behavior to his staff. I mean, hell, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, has abuse and toxic work environment allegations. So it's all there, but it's also just a part of the human experience when you have these people who are greedy, you know, and desire power. So like the saying goes, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so I just think that we are just enamored so much as a society, specifically in the United States, by the entertainment industry and entertainers and celebrities that come from entertainment and music and Hollywood somehow are on people's damn nerves and have been for a long time because of their political alignments or their speaking out about social activism or whatever it is. People are tired of the celebrity. And so, to your point, Rosenberg, you and I, we partner with corporations and use platforms that have alliances with corporations. The people on YouTube that are popular, their alliance with corporations don't matter. Even though they're taking dollars from corporations, for sure, because that's how they're making their money.
Well, yeah, someone's got to pay for the advertising. Right. That's what the advertising is.
It feels less filtered to the people, though.
Right.
Well, can you hit the people with a button?
I mean, it's designed that way, though. But yeah.
Congratulations.
Because less filtered isn't always great. Sometimes a little filter, you know what a filter does? Helps you filter out some things that should be
filtered. But also, sometimes you feel like things are less filtered because you're hearing things that you're thinking in your brain have some validity.
Right. That you already believe.
So you're just in an echo chamber. But you somehow believe your echo chamber is more valid than the other echo chambers that exist out there or the other conversations that are taking place. But that's why people have choice, right? Because they get to choose.
And that's why we see the messages from people in our comments when we go, Candace Owens is telling the truth. Oh, so you already believed that ignorant ass ish was the truth and you found someone who said it. And now you're like, oh, perfect. This is what I need.
See, my response to that is always, well, which part? That the political system is all corrupt and we're all still slaves. I was like, Candace Owens didn't come up with that. My dad used to say that. I mean, in 1979.
I mean, many people have said that.
Right.
That's not new.
But then that's why it would probably resonate with people if your father
was saying
it.
You ain't been paying attention.
Right. If your father was saying it and then you hear somebody else saying it, this feels familiar to people. You know how I go, man.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. It's time to beat the buzzer, and DJ John is here.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. John, what's popping, baby?
Feeling good on a Wednesday. It is money time, baby. Beat the buzzer. Also, win or lose, you get cash. So all you have to do is say stop when you hear the amount of money you want to win.
We got Eric on the line. Eric is ready to beat the buzzer. He wants to get paid. He wants his summer jams. Eric, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. You know what to do, Eric.
Yes, sir.
All right, now we're gonna try to cheat this thing. Make sure you get paid, man. Don't wait too long. Yesterday we had a lady who wanted to keep waiting.
Yep.
She's like, I was waiting for it to get to the top. We was like, what top?
She's still waiting.
When you hear the number that you like, say stop. Here we go.
We'll do.
Shawnee, tee it up so right. Eric can beat the buzzer.
$95. $180. $280. $330.
Damn.
$340.
What you doing?
$410.
Stop.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Calm.
Cool. Yo, calm. When this thing goes on too long, y'all, I gotta know.
You already know.
Yep. Whoever the hierarchy, the elites, the cabal that designs Beat the Buzzer. They don't let it go on too long. So when you start getting 15, 20 seconds into this jam, you got to start thinking, well, am I going to say stop? So, Eric, you got – how much was it?
$410
for Eric. Let's see how much was left.
$460. $510.
Ooh, he's $100 off. Play the safe, though, Eric. You nice, brother. You nice. 410 is yours. And take us to Summer Jam. That's Doja Cat. That's David O. Exactly. That's Offset. That's Method Man and Red Man celebrating 30 years of Summer Jam. That's 401 out of Brooklyn. Kyle Rich, Jen Carter, Tata and them. It's going to be a good time. Hang on, Eric. We'll get your info. Your next chance to beat the buzzer. Yes, sir, Eric.
I just want to show the New York Rangers some love. They just made the playoffs last night.
There you go.
I think the Hot 97 needs to shout them out.
Guess who was at the game last night?
Who?
Rosenberg.
I was there, buddy. Come on, man. I was just telling Ebro about it. Unbelievable game.
The best
phenomenal.
The best team in hockey right now is the New York Rangers. Am I saying that right,
correct.
Rosenberg? Yeah.
Why did now, Eric, Cass One and Shawnee are afraid to go to a Rangers game.
That's right. It's white.
They feel
that's
like right. Things are going to get racial in there. And I'm telling them it's a good time.
Yeah. No,
you just
it's
heard
all
what
love.
He just
it's
said.
All love.
He was like, and they won on a whitish Wednesday. He made sure to emphasize.
He made it racial.
Yeah, he just made sure to emphasize why I don't go. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, Shawnee. They show the brown people love.
Nah, they show
the brown people love. Oh, yes, yo, Eric, tell
Eric's not making it better.
Oh, look, there's
yo,
a
hang
brown.
On, Eric.
It's love.
There's a brown. There's a black. Be nice to them.
Yeah, it's cool, man. You're safe.
Wait. So they all into the DEI at the Rangers games? I thought that crowd was anti-DEI.
Crazy.
Let's go flashing lights. No, Laura Styles. Let's do it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights.
Ladies and gentlemen, Diddy is the big story. I go to Rosenberg now. I don't know if you've had a chance, but all this morning we've actually been trying to figure out where exactly is Diddy. Has he had to turn himself in? Is that even a part of the process? Is he on a plane? Is he on a train? Is he on a boat? Maybe he's nowhere. Maybe he's chilling at the crib and he didn't have to do anything. We don't know.
So he was seen yesterday when they got the mule. When they arrested the mule?
Which is some guy that was allegedly... See, they're calling it a mule, but the dude just had drugs in his bag on a plane.
Exactly. It wasn't like up his...
He was transporting things in his culo.
No, it was not like that. But Diddy was there. Diddy was face-to-face with the feds, it looks like, right there. And they didn't take Diddy in at that point. They took the guy in.
So, yeah, maybe the whole thing, Diddy being on the run or even having to turn himself in, is just a farce all the way around. Department of Homeland Security, if you're wondering why we even, if you've been under a rock somewhere, Department of Homeland Security ransacked Diddy's crib, raided his crib in L.A. and his crib in Miami. Photos of the ransacking that took place, they were in the drawers, they were in the hard drives, they were in the Wi-Fi, they were in the computer, they were in the offices looking for documents. And it should be noted that Cassie's lawyers had something to say about this. Right, oh, Rosenberg? We read that yesterday, didn't we, or no?
Did we read that Cassie's lawyers responded to this?
Cassie's lawyers absolutely put out a statement.
Let me see that.
And what they said?
I'm pulling it up now. Give me a second.
All right, I see. Yeah, oh, you're right. It's on Good Morning America.
Yep.
We will always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those that have violated the law, the statement read. Hopefully this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct.
Wow.
In other words, told y'all.
Well, and clearly they're saying, listen, this isn't even our deal. We got our tens of millions of dollars and we was moving on. It sounds like they're saying, but if the feds reach out to us and ask us, we have an obligation to participate.
Well, that exactly right. I mean, once you're out there, once they filed their case, like, right. Yeah, of course. Now if it becomes criminal, you're a part of it.
Serious business, y'all. Serious business.
As I told you guys a while ago, we ain't ever going to hear from Diddy again.
That's crazy.
In a real way.
Well, and what would he say? What would Diddy even be able to say?
I don't know. That's exactly right.
There's nothing he could say. And that's your flashing lights report. Also, Diddy has also sold all of his stake in Revolt. They say Revolt remains black owned and committed to the mission. As originally stated when it was started in 2013, they are not disclosing who the buyer is and the new owner. But I guess we're going to hear about that more in the future. And that's your Flash and Lights report. Getting ready for White-ish Wednesday. Shout out to Eric, who claims that they're nice to the Browns during Ranger games.
We show love to the Browns.
We show love to the Browns at the Ranger games. No fear. If you have no fear if you have black or brown skin. You will be showing love at a Rangers game.
Yo, Benito, I need that as a drop.
Word.
We show love to the Browns?
Yeah.
Did you say the brown people?
The brown people, yeah. The brown people.
We show love to the brown people.
That's
you're safe here, man. We see you. I'm like, how can you not?
Black dot on the white paper.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 96.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh yeah, the game where the family gathers, kids in the car learn about tunes. It's also a competition. We also reminisce.
That's right.
We have currently Rahsaan Bascom caping. I don't know if this, maybe he's just feeling nice because it's Ramadan and Rahsaan's like, is John off punishment? No.
John, why? Punishment. Why would he be off?
He's just, he's permanently banned. It wasn't a punishment. He's not a child.
He's worse than Pete Rose.
He's banned from competition.
He damaged the integrity of the game.
Juanito's response, that's how you treat the Browns?
Yo, disrespect.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yo. You know, John trying to make it racial. Trying to.
And nah. This week the competition seems to be Shawnee, Cass, and me. Rosenberg the selector.
That's what it is.
That's what it has to be.
It has to be. No Laura today. I think she's back mañana, though.
She is back mañana.
So this week is the last week of, yo, man, whether it's Black History Month or Women's History Month, the representatives for those months on this program just...
Nah, bro.
They seem
great.
To disregard its importance every year.
Chill.
I think, no lie, I think Laura mentioned Women's History Month twice, only because she was challenged on it. And we mentioned it last week because she, or the 2 weeks prior, because she won Whitish Wednesday back to back weeks in Women's History Month.
Should we, should she have been bringing a woman fact?
I don't know if we need a, I don't know if we did that part, but she could have brought something.
I mean, she didn't, listen, her whole brand is in Vision Fest. It's a, that's what she's out, that's what she's doing right now.
Young
she's
women.
Working, she's working on Envision Fest right now.
Did she speak about it on the air, though?
No.
That's all I'm saying.
I didn't even know.
Include the listening family, the friends of the show. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I might go as far as saying, and this is sad, I might go as far as saying that Whitish Wednesday honors Black History Month and Women's History Month better than anybody else, man.
You know what I mean? You would, and you know what? I'd say you wouldn't be out of pocket.
I mean, I stick to it the whole month every time. The whole month we honor
Black History Month. He was on it.
Black.
Shawnee leaves the country every Black History Month.
I mean, I don't know. February's a popular month.
There's a track record for that.
Yeah. Big up.
Here
Trudy
we go
Mason.
Now. What are we doing this week? Rosenberg, the selector.
Well, we got it. We lined up. We have all of our phonophots there, correct?
That's
everybody's
right.
Available.
Aubrey, okay. Queen P, Hot Rod, Nikki.
Everyone is there. We're going to have Ebro versus Shawnee versus Cass.
Okay.
All right.
Who won last week? Cass?
No,
Laura.
No.
Laura.
Laura had back
roll.
To. Oh, yeah. Yo, did we ever get a gif of Laura looking like a psychopath? She was so happy last week. Did we get video of that?
It was pure joy.
And I apologize to our digital team if you sent it. We need to post it today if we didn't post it last week, because Laura's face was unlike anything I've ever seen.
Rasan right. Said he has video for sure. He just hasn't confirmed whether or not he actually prepared the clip. King Lou said it's up. Sent. Boom. It was done.
All right. Can you resend us the link to that? You know we're not good at these things. Because you got to see Laura's face, y'all. If you haven't seen Laura last week, she was grinning like it was Christmas morning. All right, guys. Here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game. Women's History Month. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right, here we go.
Ebro. Madonna.
No.
Boom. Respect the shot, though.
Yeah. This is.
Sounds earlier than Madonna, honestly, but.
Culture.
Got it?
Hit me with your best shot. Oh.
Yeah.
Let's get it, baby.
Is that it?
Wait,
no,
is that wrong?
No.
Oh. Dang. No.
Damn it.
No. But the confidence, that might be a drop.
We I know.
Might
that
just,
was...
that, yo, the way that you just nailed that.
I was
that
so and, happy.
And
well, no, and I cheered for him. I was like, no. Yeah.
No, it's so crazy what just happened. That
Cass,
was so,
it's all you, baby.
Yo,
by, the way,
so
by the way, Cass, this is going to be. Now Cass is literally. He's literally catching the ball at half court, and everyone else fell down. He could just dribble in and lay it in.
Let's see.
And we know this song. I know that.
I know you know it, Shawnee. I know you know it.
I know what it is.
Yeah, I definitely know this.
I know what it is now. Do you not know for real, or you know?
I'm sure dribbling. Cast.
Cast?
I'm going to go with Let's Get Physical.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I mean, it's called Physical, but we'll give it to you.
I was going to say that, too.
Olivia Newton-John, rest in peace.
Let's get physical. Let me
Is it, yo, Rosenberg, is it really just called Physical?
Yes.
Wow.
Physical.
Never knew that.
Yeah, yeah, just Physical. Crazy. Johnny, you know this song. You reference, you reference Olivia Newton-John a lot.
Come on, fam. She's Grease. I mean, but
no, you reference Grease. He'll be like, oh, this sounds like Grease. And you kind of do well with the Grease songs.
Yeah.
And
it,
Damn.
Olivia Newton.
That wasn't what John. Yeah, you can't call her. I don't think you can call
I don't
her.
Think anybody's ever just called her Olivia Newton.
I can't go with Olivia Newton. That's the homie.
I mean, you can, but I don't know if people know what you're talking about.
But does anybody, honestly, isn't it on brand for Shawnee? Does anybody use nicknames for people that don't exist more than Shawnee?
No one.
Olivia Newt.
Griff claims that people call her ONJ. I've never heard that either.
I don't know if he's claiming that. I think he's just typing it. It's not a thing. ONJ is not a thing. It's not like ODB.
OBJ.
It's definitely not Olivia Newt. That's not a thing.
Olivia Newt was popping in Greece.
No.
I like O Newt.
I'm surprised Shawnee didn't give her an izzle somehow.
Olivia Nizzle?
No.
Olivia Nizzle Jizzle.
No Diddy. A-L.
You know what I'm saying? A-L.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Dirty drums.
Oh, somebody better sample it.
I had the 45 for this. I don't know why I was into it, but I was.
I like it. And I know it, but I can't think of it.
Me too.
I'm disappointed.
I know, and I know it. I can't think of it.
She already hit the tune once. Griff, you gotta be sick by this.
Cass knows.
Yeah, Cass. I don't know, but I'm just gonna go with Phonify. Just
at this point.
You know what I'm saying?
Easy.
Yeah, you might as well.
Who do you want to cash in? That's the question.
I think I'm gonna go with Aubrey.
Aubrey knows for sure. I'm disappointed in myself.
You should be.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I should know this. This is... from the, you know, NFL, it's not Faith Hill, but she recovered this in the theme song that they redid for this.
Come on, Aubrey.
I'm gonna say it's Joan Jett.
Yeah.
It's in the Black Heart.
I was gonna guess that. Yeah, I should have just guessed. Aubrey.
Yes, sir.
Rosenberg, what's the name of the song? Myself for loving you.
Hey, yeah.
There it is.
Yo, and I knew it. I'm a lame.
Hey, that
hit me
hard.
With the rip it dick.
Rip it dick.
We'll rip it dick.
The riff is hard on that song. Joan Jett was kind of dope, man.
Joan Jett, kind of. She got fire.
Now, Joan Jett's got some.
Don't leave out the Black Hearts.
No, you don't want to ever disrespect the Black Hearts. Ever disrespect the Black Hearts. That's a fact what you said. All right. Cass is on the board.
All right.
It is 1-1. Shawnee.
No. He's got two.
It's two.
I'm oh, sorry. 2-0.
Cass, Cass got two. We got zero.
Oh, wow.
All right. Here we go.
Again, like it.
Oh. Culture.
You know this.
Culture.
Come on, Culture.
Come on, Culture. Let's go. Come on. You got it. Can I get a countdown?
Phone a friend. I know this, though, but y'all made me
get it. I know it, too. I'm blanking.
Y'all made me get a brain fog.
You can go to Aubrey. You can go to Queen P. You can go to Hot Rod Rick. And you can go to Nikki.
I think they all got you, probably.
Yeah, they
absolutely.
All got you.
I know it now, but I can't. Can I go back?
No, I think you got to hear your phone a five. Yeah. You already said it.
Go.
They saying I can't. I got to.
You got, once you say phone a five, you got to go. Pick one, man. What are you doing? Right,
Queen P, what up?
Queen P, pick it for him.
Queen P, the queen.
You know what's wild is this was one of the first ones I got right on this show, and I didn't know the artist. Rosenberg thought that I was cheating. It's Walking on Sunshine.
That's right.
Yeah.
I would never know Katrina and the Waves still.
Yo, that's the part. Yeah, I always forget Katrina and the Waves.
But this song is big, big tune.
Man, I could have saved the phone call.
Thanks, Queen Pete.
Good luck, Queen. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
I even remember the songs by a woman. Like she, a woman's the lead singer. Johnny's on the board. 2-1-0.
None of these songs ever played in the crib.
That's all right.
Never made it to the crib.
You're doing all right, though, Sean.
But unless it was on the TV.
You're still doing good, man.
Doing all right.
Here we go. This one could have maybe made it to the crib.
Let's see.
Yeah,
let's
your see. Sister. Our sister could have maybe had one of these joints playing. Maybe. We'll see.
All right.
Ebro. You could dance.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Madonna, Get Into the Groove.
There she goes.
There you go.
For inspiration.
Now, you was right. My sister played this.
Yeah, this made it.
Yo, that first Madonna album was ringing off everywhere. Get into the groove,
the board.
Cass got two. I got one. Shawnee got one. They both are down a phonophile. I got two.
All right. Oh, that's right. Whitish Wednesday, the game, Women's History Month edition.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
This is triumphant. Ebro.
Go, Ebro.
Ebro got it first. Uh-oh. Three.
Cher.
He's got it.
Yeah.
He's got
it. If I could find a way. Voice.
I'd take back the words. It's crazy.
You stay. I don't know why I did the things I did.
Talk to him, Cher.
I don't know why I said the things I said.
Got you a young man out here, Cher.
Oh, yeah.
What? She dating like a 28-year-old or something.
No, let's just be honest. It's bad. This thing is weird, bro.
But they rocking with it. They staying together.
No,
yeah,
bro.
Let them rock.
Nah, bro.
What the dude? Video.
Nah, bro. Nah. I saw a video. Okay. I saw a video of them the other day on some event.
Wow. How old is she? 77.
No, bro, she's 77.
Yeah.
And like me and my wife were watching it. My parents are almost 77. They she seems way older than my parents. Mm. She talks slow like an old lady. And this dude's in his 30s.
Wow.
He had just been with Amber Rose and rolled out, and now is with Cher, who's 40 years old. Nah, bruh. If I'm someone in Cher's family, I'm like, no. Hide the paperwork, bro.
He's trying to live the soft life.
Oh, no, he's living the soft life. He's trying to come up on a bag, though. She might leave him some publishing or something.
Bruh. Listen, women, it happens the other way around all the time, I guess, but...
And by the way, I just want to be on record to say that even when it happens the other way around, like, weird. What was the lady? Anna Nicole Smith was with the old dude. I was like, nah, bro, nah.
And, it was weird then.
Or Mick Jagger still having kids? Nah. Knock it off. Stop it.
It's weird either way. De Niro and Pacino both just had kids.
Nah. Stop it.
But, Shawnee, if you see the video of them together, like, don't get me wrong, Cher looks good, of course. She's made up. She's, you know, she doesn't look 77.
Yeah,
but when she talks, you're like, oh, that's granny. Granny.
Oh, geez.
Because the picture I'm seeing, right, her hair's all black and dyed and freshenable.
No, she kept the brand. When she talks, you're like, that's an old lady, bro. And that's Tyga's manager. What are
By the way, the song is apropos. She's trying to turn back time.
If I could turn back time.
Yo.
Get me a young buck.
She sang it. She sang it into existence. Facts. Because guess what? I'm sure he laying him down, smacking him, yakking him. He turning back something.
Wow. This song was a throwback at the time. This was like the 90s.
Right.
She'd already been gone like for a while.
So it's tied up. Cass got two. I got two. Shawnee got one.
That's right. You got both phonophiles.
Yes, sir. He does.
On me.
All right. Who's going to get in first? Here. Maybe I'll make it interesting by playing a different.
Man, just play the song, man.
Culture.
Oh, you know that. You know that.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Jolene.
You see him?
Let's go.
Yo, I was just telling somebody that works in country music that we play this song all the time on the show.
Yo, when this started coming back to me was a couple of years ago when those kids who watch videos for the first time, Twins, the new trend, and they review songs. When they first watched it, these two kids watch this video for the first time, they hear it.
Yeah.
And they're like... Listening to the words, yo, and you see it through a kid's eye, you're like, yo, this song really is dumb.
I learned this song on this show.
Griff is asking, how is that Beyonce remake going to sound? Is that confirmed?
No, it's just very heavily speculated.
Got it.
And also it's being speculated, is it solo or is it a collab?
Mm. Oh, Rashawn said, yeah, Dolly said it's confirmed.
Yo, by the way, that could mean we're going to get some performance sometime somewhere where you see Beyonce and Dolly come out. It's going to happen.
That's facts.
RollingStone.com, Dolly Parton says Beyonce recorded Jolene cover.
We may put that in heavy rotation up here.
What? It's going to be on this Ebro in the morning.
I know on our show.
I can't speak for the rest of this radio thing.
Yeah, because no one else is playing our country song.
had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide.
Now, here's my question, though. Mm-hmm. How hot did Jolene have to be that she was able to steal young Dolly's man? I mean, Dolly was an absolute smoke show.
Yeah, but Dolly's saying, please don't do it. Like, don't do it. I seen him looking at you.
Right.
Please don't.
It really is an indictment. Let's be honest. It's just an indictment of how terrible men are.
Yep. I was going to say that. It would
take much. Fine-ass Dolly. Someone was bored with fine-ass Dolly.
That's a fact. Jolene got a vibe. Look, she even inspired this. It's a joint.
Well, yeah, and then the story that 45 minutes later she recorded I Will Always Love You after she recorded Jolene.
The back-to-back is crazy.
Yo, the insecurity that that woman was going through, and then you look at all the plastic surgery and all of that other stuff that went on.
Yeah.
Matt is insecure, right?
Can I be honest, by the way? I'm going to say something right here.
Say that.
Relative to where we are now, her plastic surgery feels like light work. Because her face never looked different, really.
Right, it was really the boobage in the body, right?
And we don't even know where she started originally. You know, like, I think she always was pretty stacked. She just kind of went, as she got older, she wanted to keep the stackness up, so she kept pushing the envelope a little further.
She went three stacks, four stacks.
Three stacks. I think she was always stacked, but she went Andre three stacks. You know what I mean?
Right, it's Wednesday. Shani got two, I got two, Cass got two.
That's right, let's go.
Here we go.
Ebro.
Oh!
Ebro. Countdown.
Shut up,
Pat Benatar. Oh, there you go.
Come on, baby.
I wasn't sure if I knew the title. I was gonna flub the title.
Love is a battlefield.
Love is a battlefield.
There you go.
Yeah.
We are young.
We stay.
Yo, the alley's on fire.
Yo, this one of the ones you gonna have to let this play out.
Has that always been in there?
No, I think that's a new version, though. Yo, that record is fire, bro.
That's amazing.
Three on the board. Cass got two. Shani got two.
That's right.
Love is a battlefield.
It really is. It really is sometimes.
We are strong.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
It's tough.
All right, here
tough.
We go.
Tough.
Big, big, big tune here. Big tune. Big tune. Tune.
Cass.
Oh, Cass. Cass. Yeah.
Come on, son.
I know this too.
Two.
Cass.
One.
It's 4-5.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. I pulled the shoddy.
Oh, man. All right, where you going?
Who we got again? We got Nikki.
You got everybody. Nikki, Queen P, Hot Rod Rick, and Aubrey.
Yo, Queen P, let's go.
Queen P.
Total eclipse of the heart. Right? Total eclipse of the heart.
Boom.
Here we go. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
we got to let this run, too.
Yeah, you got to let this breathe, y'all.
Who sings it, bro?
Bonnie Tyler.
You got to let this ring.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired.
Woo. Yo, and the way it builds. Turn around.
Every now
Big movie vibes, right? This was in a soundtrack.
Feels like it. Who's the guy on this?
Doesn't matter.
This song in old school is forever one of my favorite things of all time when it's Will Ferrell's wedding and they have that wedding band there and he's dancing with his new wife and they're singing a version of the song but they're adding in curse words. He's like, I effing need you more, and Will and looks up like, why is the band cursing like this? It's the, yo, it's so classic.
Griff came with it, the Dan Band.
The Dan Band, yo, they're so good. I love their version of the song. All right, this game is in full-fledged war now.
Yeah.
Cass, that's three or four for you?
Three.
Three. No three. Four in the fights.
That's right.
Wow. Shawnee,
I got
two?
Three.
I have two.
Shawnee got two in a phone fight, though.
Yeah. Evo got three and two phone fights.
All right, here we go, guys.
Yeah, the reprise. You brought a reprise back, my man. That's a reprise. She digging in. Come on.
Take it home.
Huh. Clear out. Now I'm only
falling apart. She had to make room right there. Nothing I can say. A total
eclipse of the heart. Bonnie Tyler bringing it home today for Women's History Month.
That's one of the ones, y'all.
Well, you know, she knew. She might have known this is going to be my joint, so I better sing the hell out of this. This is going to be it.
No, she was digging in, kid.
No, she said, "This, I'm going to be singing this for the rest of my life, so I better make this the one."
Mm-hmm. Facts.
All right, here we go, guys. Here we go, here we go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's go.
only right. How could we not?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Bring my girl Nikki to the program. Bring my girl Phonify. We're going to Phonify this up. Nikki need to shine here. She wasn't with us last week. She was sick. Nikki.
Hello. Hello.
How you feeling?
Is that Taylor? Is that Taylor Swift?
Damn right it is.
Nikki knows. Yo, Nikki, you're a Swiftie, ain't you?
Nah.
And she said, nah.
She wouldn't have said, is it Taylor?
Is that Taylor?
Hey, listen, y'all can say what you want. Everybody can, but we can't do Women's History Month and not play Taylor.
Yo, listen.
She definitely
I don't care how you feel about it. It is what it is.
It is what it is. This isn't one of her absolute biggest, and you know, on Spotify, it has 350 million plays.
No, it's out of control. Yo, and as much as my ears know that Taylor's good, like when I hear the songs, literally the sounds of her voice and her music make me feel nothing.
Right.
But I can hear it and be like, oh, this is going to be popular. People are going to love this. But I literally feel nothing.
Right.
Well, it just feels like it's meant for a teenage girl. And it
yeah,
doesn't
like it's whatever. Pick a mall store.
Exactly.
Pick a mall store. This is what
this
it feels
is playing.
Like.
Right.
Pick a high school heartbreak. This is playing.
At the prom.
Yo, come to find out, Rahsaan Baskin's a Swiftie.
Get out.
He's
of
in
here.
He's in here tweeting or texting in the group text.
Anything from 21 is a go.
Oh, he's also an Adele fan too.
I like listening to her. I like listening to her writing, just hearing what she's doing, because people obviously respond to her writing in a big way. All right, here we go, guys.
Here we go. Ebro's got point game.
Oh, it's crazy. And a Phonify.
And a Phonify.
Yep.
Cass got three. I got one.
Oh, man,
I got two.
Might be over. Here we go. Here we go.
Cass. Oh man. You know what that is.
Heaven is a place on earth.
Boom.
Yeah.
Wow. Cass got point game.
Who is this again?
Belinda Carlisle.
There you go.
This is point game again. Shawnee, you're falling off here. You're in trouble now.
I never heard of her.
Well, it's the song. You haven't, but you've heard the song.
I don't know if I've heard the song, but it definitely feels like Learners.
Cass, how many times do you think we played this on?
Yo, it's been a lot.
It's been a few.
It's maybe been six times on Whitish Wednesday.
Right. Man, all I could think of like is the clothing rack that I hid under.
But you haven't, you know, the chorus. Listen real quick. This gives you nothing.
Yeah. I've definitely heard this before, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Here we go now. Whitish Wednesday, the game. A battle royale.
Point game.
Anyone can get this. Anyone can get it.
Okay.
I just want to hear it. I just want it's a good way to close out. I just want to hear it. Who can get it for the win?
There we go.
Culture. Yes.
Oh.
Culture.
Wow.
That's right. We ain't done yet.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Talk your talk.
Working 9 to 5, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Come on, Shawnee. Cold job.
We're not done yet.
Pour myself a cup of ambition, yawn, and try to come to life.
Come on, Dolly, talk that talk.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. Baby, just use your mind. And they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
Yeah, y'all don't even know about it. Young people don't remember the vibe of the 80s working lady and how, like, that was still a thing. We're old enough to remember when women in the workplace was like a whole vibe, look, new thing. Yeah, when you're really thinking about it, like, not that there hadn't been prior in the 60s and 70s,
but the 80s was a movement.
The 80s was the movement of, like, women are in the workplace now. Crazy. We are old as dirt. It's insane to even think about.
Feels good. Feels really good.
Yeah, I'm proud to have seen that. That's a good time. All right, guys, here we go, though. Let's jump generations.
I got three.
Bit.
They both got point game.
Here we go.
Culture.
Go ahead, culture.
Let's phone a fight.
Oh, making a play. Making a play. Making a move. Come on, Shannon.
Making a play. Let's go with...
You might want to. Well, you already went to Queen P, so you got No, you went to Aubrey, so you can still do.
I did Queen P.
Oh, you did. So you can still do Aubrey, and you can do Nikki.
I'll do Aubrey.
Hot Rod Rick.
Aubrey, what you saying?
Hey, yo, I'm a whole court real quick because.
We're late.
Come on, fam.
I'm just gonna say, hey, I appreciate these selections and everything you be doing, Rosenberg, with these. You get love like that, but
I thought you
would appreciate this whole court being held.
Only if you get it right.
Can I get a replay on our...
You don't know it for real?
I didn't hear it,
Shani.
It was too
fast. Get out of here.
I mean, Shani, you did go to Phonify really fast.
It was one of those beginnings, too, that felt like, if you know
by the
song.
By the way, Shani is so mean when the person doesn't know his song.
Get out of here.
I would have never known this fast. Yo. But anyways, here we go. All right.
It's very distinct at the beginning.
I'm going to use my very last phone of five, and I'm going to go to Queen P.
I could have had point game with that, Aubrey.
Yeah. Cass, you know yet?
I think so.
I think I know it, too.
Queen P?
Queen P, do you know it?
It's Miley Cyrus.
It is.
Oh my God.
Queen P coming through for E.
Wrecking Ball, big tune.
Big tune.
I like this song.
And I never spent enough time with it.
I will always want you.
It's crazy.
I came in like a rainbow. I never hit so hard.
Congratulations.
Hey, yo. Got another W in 2024, y'all.
Yo, Ebro's Millie rocking right now.
By the way, we literally have to go to the Gurus. We still have money to give away. We can't even do flashing lights, culture classic. This has been a long game.
Ebro fought this thing out hard, bro.
Hey, man.
Great game.
Let's get to the Gurus.
Game. Let's go to the Gurus, guys.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus. Shiny Culture and Rosenberg.
Culture classics
and
week.
Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Shiny, you know what's funny, too? Honestly, in the end, you cost yourself our culture classics because you made that comeback at the end. I didn't expect. I thought we were about to wrap it up.
I know.
Shiny fought back.
I was fighting.
You fought hard, too. All right, we'll have double culture classic next week, guys. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com.
That's right.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Your destination for clarity. Shawnee?
That's right.
You burning some incense over there?
Yes. Let us cleanse the energy. Zen, 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 zen.
All we can do is try our best. You send us your emails, and we will help in whatever way we can.
That's right. Bring you out of the darkness into the light.
Yeah, bring you to the light if we can.
If we can.
Here we go, guys. This is a career question, Guru.
Okay.
We're all, but guys, you have to remember, romantic relationships, personal relationships, career advice.
Yeah,
roommates, we're here for you.
Whatever.
Roommate. Yeah, we've done it all, Shawnee. Pets.
Pets.
We've done it all.
Co-workers.
Yeah.
Co-worker drama. We've done it all. Now, sorry to bother. This technically isn't a Guru thing, but I wanted to send this email in hopes Rosenberg might see it. Anyways, I'm a 30-year-old community college dropout. My dream was to get my communications degree and find a job in television or radio.
Okay.
For several reasons, I have put this dream on the back burner. Recently, I came across a job posting for a news booker. I decided to apply despite having zero experience. My idea was to try and show them that I have the ability to build my own contact list. Now, I know you're not a booker, but if you're friendly with one, could you ask if they would mind reaching out to me for some pointers? I feel like Peter mentioned a woman talent booker that he really had a lot of love and respect for. I could be misremembering. If so, then my bad. I know it's a lot to ask, but I'm literally just trying to get my dream kickstarted. If you have any tips or advice to share, that would be great. Thank you for your time.
Interesting.
Career advice.
The
only annoying thing about this whole segment is that you read it like it was real dramatic.
I know.
I was like, yo, is this going? Wait, where's this going? Yeah. Nowhere. It went literally nowhere.
I'll tell you the worst part about it is that if you know it's bad advice when it starts with me going on Google and typing in, what is a news booker?
I was just about to just say.
I never heard of that job.
What is that? And I never heard where the question is, can you give me a job? Can you hook me up?
No. They want advice on the job or contacts.
Right.
Not an actual job.
All right.
So I looked up a news booker, and Griff, you could probably guide me if I'm wrong here. It looks like what a news booker is like a talent booker, except it's done on a news program where you're booking people who would be useful on news stories instead of like celebrity guests.
Got it.
So yeah, it's basically
it's for talk shows, basically.
Yeah, looking to get like, oh, there's something happening right now with the crime on the subway. Who would be the right person to talk about this? The right
call
person
the strap hangers. Let's get a strap hanger on here.
Actually, I had someone reach out to me yesterday who was working on a story about Atlanta hip hop and was like, hey, I work for Dateline. And we're doing a story about the murder of a legendary DJ. Do you know anybody who could be good? And I said, hey, I sent them in the direction of someone from Atlanta who I know knows the scene. To answer your question, I do not have anybody to guide you towards. I have had love for talent bookers. I've worked with great talent bookers. I've worked with horrifying talent bookers. This is sort of a different thing altogether, but I will just give you general advice of, I see you applied for something with zero experience. I respect it. You should shoot your shot because in this day, Ebro, tell me if you agree with this. There are a lot of jobs right now that frankly are so cheap that they're looking for people who basically have no experience because they're not going to pay the people who have experience anyway.
That part. I think that's going on a little bit out here. They do want to get people at a discount, so it's an opportunity for you to get your foot in the door. Mm-hmm.
So you got to just come up with the way to sell yourself. Not about, you can't lie. You can't say that you've booked people for these jobs when you haven't. What you can do is focus on the skill sets you have that would lend itself to that.
There
like, oh, no, I've never booked a news show, but when I was in college, I did X, Y, and Z. When I was in high school, I used to gather all the people for this. You got to find a way to show all your skills that would be useful here, even if you don't have the experience directly in doing it. Because really, Ebro, jobs like this initially are about being crafty. It's about getting on the phone and finding people.
Well, and that might be the selling point. You know, sometimes talking about some little rinky-dink thing you did in college, it's not about the rinky-dink thing you did in college. It's how resourceful you were and your, and how much of a go-getter and how much tenacity you have to finish a job. And I think being able to articulate that might bode well for you in securing the position if you get the interview.
Look, right now, you can already just, all you got to do is exaggerate a little bit. I once even had experience in helping the morning folks at Hot 97 come up with content.
Don't listen to Rosenberg. A better way to frame this is, I'm so resourceful, I knew that I was applying for this job, so I reached out to a program that I love because I wanted to make sure that my profile got some light shined on it on their program, and I succeeded. This is a perfect example of how I know how to get contacted to people. Okay, I know how to reach out, and I know how to get things done.
He did succeed.
And I'm always willing to take a shot and just send out that email and make that
unafraid.
Phone call.
I booked myself on Ebro in the morning.
No. Exactly. I'm so good. I booked myself. Exactly. So listen, don't lie. You definitely don't want to get caught in a lie in a job interview situation, but focus on the things that make you appealing for that job. So say the gurus. Good luck.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. When I do weakness.
Like Rosenberg sold himself as like a parody song comedy writer. We hired him. Now we barely get one parody song a year. And that's a struggle.
By the way, though, in retrospect, the fact that I do come with a pretty good one every year, you kind of got what you paid for. That's pretty good. I mean, and my salary's basically the same, so you're getting a pretty good deal, frankly.
It's time to beat the buzzer. Sequoia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, Sequoia? Do you know how to beat the buzzer to get paid?
I do.
Did you know you also get Summer Jam tickets?
Yes, I do.
I mean, so let's get it cracking. Tee it up for Sequoia. Let's not be greedy, Sequoia, and let's cheat if we can. Here we go.
All right.
We'll work together.
$20.
Ooh. Are they playing?
$85.
Okay, they jumping around.
$110.
Jumping around.
$170. $230.
I mean,
$280.
Hold on. One more.
$350.
Stop.
There you go, Sequoia. I think she's good right there. I think we was going to get another one, though. Sequoia, you got $350 and you going to Summer Jam.
Thank you.
Let's see what was left in this.
$450. $550.
Hey, they start playing it.
You actually played yourself.
$620.
Oh. There's a few hundred dollars left in there, but you did good. You got more than you came with, and you got Summer Jam.
Yes, got some Summer Jam.
Sequoia, hang on. We got to get you right. Remember, that Summer Jam is going on June 2nd, UBS Arena. It's Doja Cat. It's Davido. It's Sexy Red. It's Offset. It's Red Man and Method Man. It's going to be a good time over there with the Hot 917. Ebro in the morning is going to be out there. Hope to see your face. Keep it locked. Your next chance to beat the buzzer is happening at 12 noon.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.